Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Dominum qui fecit nos, venite adoremus. Come, let us worship before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship before the Lord, our Maker.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship before the Lord, our Maker.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship before the Lord, our Maker.
Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
Come, let us worship before the Lord, our Maker.
40 years I endured that generation. I said they're a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship before the Lord, our Maker. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Come, let us worship before the Lord, our Maker.
Dominum qui fecit nos, venite adoremus. Night and blind glooms and misty clouds, the world's confused and troubled air. Light enters in, gleams white the pole. The Christ is come, begone the dark. Vapors of earth are torn away, struck through by sunlight's fiery spike, and things their colors now regain, faced by the glittering starry sky. And soon likewise our bleariness, our faulty heart and conscience weak, uncovered by the breaking clouds, will pale before the sovereign God. O Christ, you only we have known, to you with pure and simple mind, to make our prayers with bended knee, with weeping and with song we learn. Attend our thoughts and senses now, our life also inspect in full. Many the taints and smudges be, whose purging now awaits your light. Sit Christe Rex Piissime, Tibi Patrique Gloria, cum Spiritu Paraclito, in sempiterna secula. Amen. O Lord, in your light we see light itself. Sin speaks to the sinner in the depths of his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes. He so flatters himself in his might that he knows not his guilt. In his mouth are mischief and deceit. All wisdom is gone. He plots the defeat of goodness as he lies on his bed. He has set his foot on evil ways. He clings to what is evil. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your truth to the skies. Your justice is like God's mountain, your judgments like the deep. To both man and beast you give protection. O Lord, how precious is your love. My God, the sons of men, find refuge in the shelter of your wings. They feast on the riches of your house. They drink from the stream of your delight. In you is the source of life, and in your light we see light. Keep on loving those who know you, doing justice for upright hearts. Let the foot of the proud not crush me, nor the hand of the wicked cast me out. See how the evildoers fall. Flung down they shall never arise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O Lord, in your light we see light itself. O God, you are great and glorious. We marvel at your power. Strike up the instruments, a song to my God with timbrels. Chant to the Lord with cymbals. Sing to him a new song. Exalt and acclaim his name. A new hymn I will sing to my God. O Lord, great are you and glorious, wonderful in power and unsurpassable. Let your every creature serve you, for you spoke and they were made. You sent forth your spirit and they were created. No one can resist your word. The mountains to their bases and the seas are shaken. The rocks like wax melt before your glance. But to those who fear you, you are very merciful. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O God, you are great and glorious. We marvel at your power. Exult in God's presence with hymns of praise. All peoples clap your hands, cry to God with shouts of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, we must fear, great King over all the earth. He subdues peoples under us and nations under our feet. Our inheritance, our glory is from him, given to Jacob out of love. God goes up with shouts of joy. The Lord goes up with trumpet blast. Sing praise for God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. God is King of all the earth. Sing praise with all your skill. God is King over the nations. God reigns on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples are assembled with the peoples of Abraham's God. The rulers of the earth belong to God who reigns over all. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Exult in God's presence with hymns of praise. Do to no one what you yourself dislike. Give to the hungry some of your bread, and to the naked some of your clothing. Seek counsel from every wise man. At all times bless the Lord God, and ask him to make all your paths straight, and to grant success to all your endeavors and plans. Incline my heart according to your will, O God.
Incline my heart according to your will, O God.
Speed my steps along your path
according to your will, O God.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Incline my heart according to your will, O God.
At daybreak, Cecilia cried out, "Come, soldiers of Christ, cast off the works of darkness, and clothe yourselves in the armor of light. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. At daybreak, Cecilia cried out, "Come, soldiers of Christ, cast off the works of darkness, and clothe yourselves in the armor of light. Let us give thanks to Christ and offer him continual praise, for he sanctifies us and calls us his brothers.
Lord, help your brothers to grow in holiness.
With single-minded devotion, we dedicate the beginnings of this day to the honor of your resurrection. May we make the whole day pleasing to you by our works of holiness.
Lord, help your brothers to grow in holiness.
As a sign of your love, you renew each day for the sake of our well-being and happiness. Renew us daily for the sake of your glory.
Lord, help your brothers to grow in holiness.
Teach us today to recognize your presence in all men, especially in the poor and in those who mourn.
Lord, help your brothers to grow in holiness.
Grant that we may live today in peace with all men, never rendering evil for evil.
Lord, help your brothers to grow in holiness.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. O God, who gladden us each year with the feast day of your handmaid, Saint Cecilia, grant, we pray, that what has been devoutly handed down concerning her may offer us examples to imitate and proclaim the wonders worked in his servants by Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.